Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, we have tips for avoiding germs on airplanes. If you need a better night's sleep, certain plants can help. And Infiniti's new car gives us a glimpse into the future. A little known fact for you, airplanes are packed with germs. But that doesn't mean you should be afraid to travel. There are simple ways to avoid getting sick while you're flying. You shouldn't pick an aisle seat. You're better off by the window because you come in contact with fewer people. Also, be sure to wipe down the tray table and armrest, and don't even touch the seat back pockets. Turn on the overhead air vents to improve ventilation. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your eyes and your mouth, and bring a face mask just in case you're seated next to somebody who's coughing or sneezing. Getting sick after a flight doesn't have to be inevitable. All right, let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear a tutor might not help your kids' grades.
Well, you know, Kristen, many parents do it, but shelling out for an expensive tutor may have little influence on your child's academic success. A new study of 6,000 students found that genes are the primary influence on a child's achievement, accounting for about 70%. In addition to what's in your DNA, environment and quality of teachers also play smaller roles. Sending and receiving text messages puts a whole lot of stress on folks. Researchers at Google were looking at distraction from notifications when they came across this little info gem. People feel pressure to be in constant communication to the point where it looked bad if somebody didn't respond to a text fast enough. Researchers say the cutoff time for a timely response before it starts being rude, just 20 minutes. Well, look on the bright side. Being positive could stave off a heart attack. Scientists at Northwestern University in Chicago and Harvard School of Public Health in Boston found being optimistic has a direct impact on cardiovascular health, reducing stress hormones, pulse rate, as well as blood pressure. And people with a positive outlook eat better, and they do more exercise, and they are less likely to smoke and drink. The study, by the way, is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And that's what you need to know. So, Kristen, I guess good vibes is more than just an expression. It's a heart health benefit, too.
Just another reason to have a positive attitude. Thanks, Danielle. All right, listen to this story. One company thinks it has a creative way to address America's housing crisis. Star City buys old hotels, retail spaces, and parking garages so that it can turn them into communal living spaces. Residents of its buildings have a private bedroom and a shared or private bathroom. Kitchens, lounges, and TV areas are shared. Leases are designed to be flexible, and rent includes utilities and cleaning services. The company started in San Francisco. The area has high demand for housing from workers in Silicon Valley, but low supply has driven up the cost of living. Recently, Star City expanded to the Venice area of Los Angeles. Most of its rooms cost between $2,000 and $2,400 a month. Compare that to an average of over $3,500 for a one-bedroom in San Francisco and about $3,400 in Venice. The company is targeting middle-class workers who make too much to qualify for government assistance, but not enough to pay such high rent. The company's CEO says people are just trying to make ends meet. Star City says its plan makes great cities more accessible. Speaking of plans, with flying cars just about ready to take off, the cars that are still on the ground are looking to keep up with the latest advancements in technology in order to compete. That's why Infiniti is giving us a glimpse of what's to come with their new Q10 model car. After announcing their switch to a fully electric lineup by 2021, Infiniti is using the Q10 as a guide for what they hope to build in the future. The car's unique single-seat layout looks to make a statement on Infiniti's driver-focused approach to developing cars. Coming in either pure electric or hybrid options, the car highlights the simplicity and efficiency of their cars to come, but also satisfies the speedster in all of us with the electric option providing a 400 horsepower engine with 300 miles on a single charge. As divorce stats continue to rise, prenups are becoming more and more common. And believe it or not, the latest craze is pet prenups. For a lot of people, their dog or cat is like a child to them. So it's important to secure who will take the family pet in the event of a split. Joining us now is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz to talk about this new trend. So Annalise, what can you tell us about this?
Hey, Kristen. So including your pet in a prenup is not as crazy as it sounds. It's actually a pretty smart thing to do. It determines who will get custody of the pet and whether there'll be visitation. A pet prenup will also address who's responsible for the pet's expenses, like food, vet bills, or like a walker and sitter. And it will also hit on who has the power to make medical decisions. It's much easier to hammer this stuff out when everyone's getting along.
Okay, so what happens if your pet isn't included in the prenup, or maybe you don't have a prenup?
It may sound cruel, but a pet is actually deemed to be personal property under the law. So just like a car or a favorite piece of art, the court will look at who purchased the pet to determine who gets to keep it on the split. If you don't have a pet prenup and you weren't the one to buy the animal, then sadly you won't have any rights to it after you guys break up.
It sure is a lot to think about. Annalise, thank you so much for being with us. All right, how about this statistic? Due to some 250,000 water main breakages, the U.S. wastes roughly 2 trillion gallons of treated water every year. Now, 28-year-old MIT grad Yu Wu may have found a way to easily detect leaks, saving water and avoiding increased damage from burst mains. The lighthouse, which resembles a badminton birdie, inspects pipes from the inside, traveling through the flowing water. Relying on suction, the robot records the location of leaks and the urgency at which they need to be addressed. Until now, leak detection has mostly relied on acoustics or sound vibrations. But since some states use plastic pipes and many cities are too noisy, the method hasn't always been effective. Given the more universal application of his device, Wu believes if Lighthouse finds just half of the world's leaks, enough water could be saved to support 1 billion people. We'll find out soon if Wu's estimates hold as pilot programs are underway in Australia and Massachusetts. All right, time now for your top 30 health roundup. Who doesn't want to live longer? A new study by the National Institute on Aging suggests that intermittent fasting is the key to longevity. Scientists think that by giving your metabolism a chance to rest, your body goes into fixing and cleansing mode, resulting in numerous health benefits. The big question they have now is how many hours of fasting every day is ideal. And 1.4 billion people around the world are putting themselves at greater risk for disease by not exercising enough. The World Health Organization says 32% of women and 23% of men don't get enough exercise on a weekly basis. And wealthy countries are the worst, with close to 40% of American adults and 32% of British adults being far too sedentary. The American Heart Association says inactivity continues to rise, and it's of grave concern. And finally, after years of suggesting low-fat dairy products because they have fewer calories, new research indicates full-fat dairy may actually be healthier. And despite having more calories, you may be less likely to gain weight when consuming full-fat dairy. In research published in The Lancet, scientists found those drinking whole-fat milk or eating full-fat yogurt showed a lower risk of mortality and major cardiovascular disease. Definitely something to think about next time you go grocery shopping. Philadelphia Eagles star quarterback Carson Wentz is doing something amazing. He's giving out free food to people in his community. And Mike Jarrick from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more about this. Hi, Mike.
Oh, Kristen, I can't imagine a bigger star in the Philadelphia area than our quarterback for the Eagles, Carson Wentz. So he's giving back to the community now. Look at this. See the Eagles green truck? That's a food truck. And look at the name of it. Thy Kingdom Crumb. Yes, Carson is very much a God-fearing man. Literally wears his faith on his shirt, his sleeve, and now his truck. And his pastor says he's not surprised by what Carson is doing.
He is who he is. He's unabashed, he's unashamed about loving God and loving people.
Well, I've seen that big green food truck all over the Philadelphia area. Of course, at, you know, parking lot at the Eagles games, but also other community events.
So, Mike, who can get the free food?
Well, that's kind of the really cool thing about this. You really don't have to have any special need. Just about anybody can walk up to the truck and get the food, no matter who you are.
What a great thing he's doing. Thanks, Mike. All right, moving right along. Farmers in the U.S. are facing worker shortages as they try to grow more crops to feed a growing population. So a company called Bear Flag Robotics is developing a driverless tractor to help farmers get work done around the clock in harsh weather and by employing fewer people. The company says research shows robots can lower labor expenses and increase yield by up to 15%. Self-driving tractors will help to do so by automating common tasks and allowing one person to control a fleet of tractors. Right now, a farmer needs an entire crew to operate each one. The tractors will eventually be available in full service and hybrid models. Bear Flag Robotics says they hope to have the technology ready by the end of the year and will start leasing the tractors to farmers on a trial basis. All right, one common stereotype about students is that sitting in the back of the class means they're slackers. But science says that's not always the case. A new study published in the journal FEBS Open Bio says there's not much relationship between where students sit and their grades. When they surveyed students and faculty, they found some teachers believe, quote, students who don't want to engage are sat at the back. But the students said there were many reasons they sat where they did. The most common was to be with friends. Others were uncomfortable being near the front because they didn't want to talk to teachers in front of the entire class, but it didn't mean they weren't engaged. Some people said sitting in the back gave them a better view of any visual presentations. The researchers say teachers could use their findings to rethink the way they lecture. One teacher started moving around the room with a microphone and gave students the chance to stay anonymous when submitting questions. The authors recommend teachers respect where students sit and find the best ways to reach them. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, vitiligo is primarily known for the notable skin changes it causes. But many people don't know the hereditary disease can lead to substantial psychological issues as well. And when Tanya Johnson was diagnosed, she began going through severe depression while coping with the disease. But when she went to find a support group to help, she found there were none in the state of Florida. So she started Beautifully Unblemished Vitiligo Support Group to promote public awareness for the disease and to support and empower those with it in order to make them feel more comfortable in their own skin. In our next story from Fox 4 Dallas, after returning from service, even the most simple tasks can be a big challenge for paralyzed veterans. But an event in Dallas is showing off new technology that can hopefully make those challenges just a little bit easier. Like a ReWalk device that allows vets to live life beyond their wheelchair, giving them the opportunity to stand on their own 2 feet again. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Philadelphia has one of the largest homeless populations in the country. That's why Adam Kesselman started City Bright Philly as a way to help the homeless while empowering them to help their community as well. Organizing citywide cleanups across Philly, the group is giving the homeless a chance to earn income and a sense of value while cleaning up the city. It's an opportunity for them to make money and remind people that homeless may be their status, but it doesn't have to define them. There could be a new record for the world's longest flight if one company gets their way. Qantas Airways wants to offer a nonstop flight from Sydney to London, halfway around the globe. The proposed route would take 20 hours. Last year, the company's CEO, Alan Joyce, challenged plane makers Boeing and Airbus to build an aircraft capable of the flight. Recently, Joyce told Bloomberg, "We're now comfortable that we think we have vehicles that could do it." The airline is reportedly looking at modifications to the Airbus A350 or the Boeing 777X. But more time on the plane means passengers will need more features to stay comfortable. Project Sunrise could potentially add sleeping bunks, childcare facilities, even a gym. If it works, the project could mean more long-range flights to other cities like Paris or New York. Qantas would like to launch the new route by 2022. Okay, if you're a parent, you know there's no one way to raise a child. But according to Business Insider, science suggests there may be things parents can do to increase their kids' chances of success. Chores, for one, help kids realize the need to put in the work, resulting in more collaborative and empathetic adults down the road. Studies suggest kids taught better social skills by kindergarten were more likely to have earned a degree and full-time job by the age of 25. Expectations also play a role. A UCLA study found, regardless of socioeconomic background, kids whose parents wanted them to attend college performed better on standardized tests. Teaching math early on, creating low-conflict environments, and valuing effort over avoiding failure also contributed to success, as did mom's influence. Research out of Harvard found if a mom worked outside the home, their daughters earned 23% more, and their sons were more likely to help around the house, which is always a good thing. All right, now let's move on to a pretty cool story. Scientists say they developed new technology that may one day help blind people regain their sight. A team of researchers at the University of Minnesota used a 3D printer to attach an array of light receptors to a round surface. This is the first time anything like this has been done and could lead to a bionic eye. The receptors on the prototype were 25% efficient at turning light into electricity. That's important because the electric currents could one day be converted into signals that could be interpreted by a person's brain. Researchers say they want to add more receptors to a soft material and perform tests to eventually create an eye implant. Scientists are excited about the potential and say one of the main benefits is speed. It takes just 1 hour to print this prototype. And moving right along here, 23-year-old Kara Duncan has a 92-year-old roommate named Leslie Adamson. And no, it's not her grandmother. Kara and Leslie are part of a co-housing program in Ontario, Canada, that pairs university students with seniors living alone in the community. The intergenerational housing program sort of started as a way for students to save rent money. But experts say it's proving to have significant health benefits for the seniors. Julio Hernandez is 32 and has lived with 75-year-old Elizabeth Hill for 7 years. He says, at this point, I see her more like a friend than my landlady. She's like my Toronto family. Before being accepted to the housing program and matched, students are vetted and quizzed on their household habits. The seniors must be of sound mind, have an extra bedroom, and be willing to share common areas of the house, like the kitchen and the bathroom. Meanwhile, the students get the opportunity to get schooled on some valuable life lessons. They say loneliness can be a silent killer, so for many widowed seniors, a program like this can be a lifesaver. With online dating bringing together thousands of potential couples a year for first dates, Match.com has released statistics on how big of a dent those nights out are putting on your wallet. The survey found that the typical bachelor or bachelorette spends close to $1,596 a year on dating. The cost of a date today in the U.S. in the form of dinner for two, a bottle of wine, and two movie tickets is about $102.32. The survey also narrowed down the cost of a date in each state. The state with the cheapest date was South Dakota, averaging just $38.27 a night, followed by North Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa. The winner for most expensive date, not too surprisingly, was New York, averaging a whopping $297.27 per night out, with runners-up being New Jersey, taking the number two spot at $259.60, followed by Hawaii and Connecticut. So maybe next time you think you've found the one, consider taking them on a date to South Dakota. You know, studies have found about 1 in 3 Americans don't get a good night's sleep. And now NASA has a simple suggestion to help. The space agency has conducted tests with plants in outer space since 1989 and found 5 species help people get better sleep. One of these is lavender. It can help lower blood pressure and heart rate, which are key markers of stress and anxiety. NASA tests show jasmine also decreases anxiety and can lead to heightened mental performance. Aloe vera improves air quality by absorbing debris, microbes, and other sleep-disturbing air particles. English ivy had a similar impact. It reduced airborne mold by 78% and reduced the symptoms of allergies. And finally, peace lilies act as humidifiers, which can help clear up sinuses. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, try adding a plant to your room and take advantage of some of those natural benefits. Okay, let's talk about college. It's expensive for today's students, but not even close to what it'll cost in 18 years. According to research by the wealth management company Wealthfront, someone starting private college in 2036 will get an average bill of almost $303,000. That makes today's average cost of over $166,000 seem like a bargain. 4-year public schools will average over $183,000, up from more than $101,000 today. Despite this steep price tag, personal finance experts say parents shouldn't give up hope. 529 plans are investment funds that let money grow tax-free, as long as it's used for education. Some states give residents a tax deduction on the money they put in. For their kid to afford private school in 18 years, new parents would need to save $980 a month if they have a 529 plan with a 4% return. But if they wait until their child gets to high school, they'll have to save 6 times that much. So you might want to start strategizing. Experts say an early start can help avoid big bills for student loans. An iconic heavy metal band is launching a line of whiskey, claiming its music helps make the alcohol and alter the flavor. Metallica's Blackened Whiskey will be released this fall and is named after the 1988 song Blackened.
Hello, we're Blackened! Blackened!
The distiller behind the whiskey is a chemistry engineer. He remembered hearing an organ that had low notes that he says shook his guts. So he devised the concept, and the whiskey is placed near a subwoofer that amplifies low notes in Metallica's music. They say that process changes the chemical makeup of the alcohol and shapes the flavor. The consumers will be the final judge, and if they like it, nothing else matters. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.